Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is hit by the pitch. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett fires to first and has Hile trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Hile for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Downing reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Borgman for a passed ball. Dent moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent scores. Lemon scores. Stein moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ewing for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dent bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Brohmer moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Brohmer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr hits a line drive towards first. Carew catches it and steps on first to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ewing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Albury now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer strikes out. 1 out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.